Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Well, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, the Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
Divisional weekend in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer picking the NFL games. These winners of all these games will take on each other in the championship round next week. Sunday's first game is Bengals at Bills, a rematch of that Monday Night Football game that never was finished. Brad, what do you think?
I think Cincinnati's in a little bit of trouble. Their offensive line has more injuries than it did in the postseason last year. And McDermott is a good coach for Buffalo. He'll scheme that up, and Burrow's going to be running for his life a lot. The only thing is Josh Allen makes an awful lot of turnover-worthy throws, and he's got kind of a penchant for turning the ball over. That Miami game should not have been that close. It's tough home field. Cincinnati's going to struggle there. I'm picking Buffalo, but I'd take Cincinnati to cover 5 points. I think it's a close game at the end. Again, Burrow's awesome. I love Joe Shiesty, but it's just a really tough place to try and play with no healthy offensive linemen.
I've been really bullish about the Bills this whole season, and unfortunately that stat line of leading the league in turnovers is pretty bad. And I think in this type of game, this late in the season, that's going to bite them. And unfortunately, I think the Bengals are, even though those injuries, they are still going to take advantage of it. And I see Joe Cool, Joe Shiesty, Joe the Man taking this game over and taking it. Not covering, but I think they're going to take it and win it.
Yeah, you know, I think the emotional aspect of this game is going to be maybe a little bit too much for the Bills. I just think you can't keep that kind of intensity every single week. And it's going to fizzle. If it doesn't fizzle this week, it might next week if they win. But I'm actually going to take the Bengals. I think that it's going to come down to a Bills turnover that's at the end of the game that's going to kind of ruin it for them. And there's a lot of pressure, not only with the emotional stuff that's at stake, but also just there's a lot of pressure for the Bills to make the Super Bowl. You know, Burrow's made the Super Bowl. Mahomes made the Super Bowl. Josh Allen has not. I think that's just going to be overwhelming. So I'm taking the Bengals. And then the game we've all been waiting for. Once again, Cowboys, Niners. If you follow any kind of Niners or NFL stuff on social media, you've gotten just bombarded with historical videos and footage of 80s and 90s Cowboys and Niner playoff games. Brad, what do you think?
Cowboys are not that good against the run. They gave over 4.5 yards per rush. I think the Niners are just going to come out, run the ball 35 times. You know, I don't want to say that they're going to take the pressure off of Purdy. I don't think that's really what it's about. I just think that that's the place where Dallas is the most vulnerable. You might even see Kyle Shanahan flip the script, and if they win the coin toss, they might take the ball first. They don't normally do that. If Dallas gets up, it's going to be a problem. Their front seven is, or their front four in particular, is really, really good. I just don't see that happening. I don't see a Mike McCarthy team in what I think will be a close game. I just think the Niners are going to try and dominate the time of possession. I just don't see a Mike McCarthy team executing very well at the end. I know everybody's on Dak. I know, you know, he played so well against Tampa. He played so well against Tampa. I get it. 5 touchdowns is a lot. It's just, if they got to play from behind, Dak is going to throw an interception or two. Niners tied for the league in interceptions. Close game, fun game. Niners out execute Dallas late.
Yeah, I cannot go against your 49ers in this one. I mean, I don't know. You look at it and Dak played great last week, but he played terrible the week before. So, you know, or the 2 weeks before. I don't see it. I see a very aggressive defense who's been, had some challenges themselves, but I see that defense coming after him and they're going to fall behind early. And that's when he does not do his best work. So let's go 49ers. Bang, bang, 49er gang.
You know who else played really well against Tampa Bay? Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I think that it's going to be definitely a close game. I think, you know, the Cowboys can definitely test the secondary of the Niners, but the pass rush is there. It's going to cause some mistakes, which it likely will be. And Christian McCaffrey is the MVP. He's going to be running all over the place. So I'm going Niners clean sweep for the 49ers.